Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Our mission is to raise up a spiritual army, men and women who grow in personal holiness and help others to heaven. In this spiritual battle, our daily rosary podcast is the air campaign, but an air campaign alone can't win the war. To help our loved ones, we need ground troops, and ground troops need formation. That's why we now have a large full-time team dedicated to training and supporting these leaders. And your support will keep this Rosary podcast free. It'll help us reach tens of thousands more, hundreds of thousands, and it will form ground troops to rescue our loved ones. In less than a week, we've already reached $356,000 toward our match, but our goal is $1 million. But the real power comes from many, many people joining us to build this mission. So far, 1,400 people have taken ownership, but I'm praying that 7,000 will step up to help us build this spiritual army. Every donation matters. Let's build this together. Click below and your gift will be doubled. And now, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of the Immaculate Conception. Wouldn't it be a shame if we were able to know what a perfect man was like, but we never had the chance to see a perfect woman? If God had been able to design a flawless example of male humanity, but not of female humanity. Of course, that's the position, the imbalance, of just about every other Christian denomination. They present us with a perfect man, but not a perfect woman. But we know that's actually not the case, that there is one instance of both perfect masculinity and a perfect femininity. We know that when God's perfect love for us took human form, it took the form of a man, Jesus Christ. But we also know that when our perfect response of love for God took human form, it took the form of a woman, and it took the form of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. After the fall of Adam and Eve, there was promised a future couple, a future man and a future woman, who would together make war against Satan and sin. That future man was Jesus, the new Adam, and the future woman was Mary, the new Eve. A fallen angel, Satan, came to the first woman, Eve, and she accepted his word, and she initiated the fall of the human race, which the first man then brought to completion. So too, a good angel, Gabriel, came to the new Eve, to Mary, and she accepted his word, and she initiated the redemption of the human race, which the new man, Jesus, would bring to completion. And just as the first Eve came from the body of the first Adam without sexual intercourse, so would the new Adam come from the new Eve without human intercourse. Now, the first Adam and the first Eve came into the world sinless, with no trace of sin. Therefore, it was decreed by God that not only the new Adam, but also the new Eve would come into this world without the wounds of our fallen human nature. And we say that Mary, from the first moment of her existence, because she is the new Eve, that she came into the world without physical, moral, or spiritual flaws. And finally, another perfect woman. Finally, a creature who was immaculately conceived. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. For a long time, theologians worried about whether it was proper to say that Mary was immaculately conceived. After all, if she came into the world sinless, why would she need Jesus as her Savior? And if Mary wasn't saved by Jesus, then Jesus wasn't really the Savior of the whole world then, right? Wrong. Mary was saved by Jesus. Mary was preventatively or preservatively saved. Jesus rescued Mary from sin before sin could touch her. All thanks to the graces from the future death of our Lord Jesus on the cross. So for you and I, it's as if, let's use a bad analogy. We were walking along and we fell into the mud. And Jesus came along and picked us up and cleaned us off and sent us on our way. But that's not the way he acted with Mary. He preserved her from falling into the mud and gave her an immaculate human nature. So Mary doesn't owe less to Jesus than we do. She actually owes him more. She has been saved like all of us, but she's been saved in an even greater way, because God preserved her from falling into original sin in the first place. Therefore, she has more to be grateful for, and hence more gratitude toward her Son than anyone else. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Another problem people seem to have with Mary's Immaculate Conception, that is, with her perfect purity, is that they don't want to be close to Mary because they feel, well, it makes them feel unworthy. Because we are sinners, shameful sinners. So it can be hard for us to come close to Mary when we realize how pure and perfect she is, and how sinful we are. And we don't want to pollute her, so we sometimes keep far from her. But remember, the purity of Mary is a purity that is for the sake of purifying the world. It's true that, in physical things, what's dirty will spread its dirt to what's clean. When your kid plays on a dirty playground, the kid gets dirty. It's the dirt that spreads. But in spiritual things, it's the purity that spreads. Goodness is always contagious. Truth is always more powerful than falsehood. And when our Lord and our Lady make contact with sin, it's the sin that's destroyed. So we should always turn to our Lady during times of temptation and sin, even in cases of shameful sin, especially in cases of shameful sin, because her immaculate purity is power, power to overcome our impurity. And that of all of Eve's children. So always turn to the Immaculate One for help in overcoming sin. It was for our salvation, our redemption, our purification, that God gave us the Immaculate New Eve. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. For many, many years now, I've had the habit of renewing my consecration to Mary on this feast day of the Immaculate Conception. So I invite you to do this with me, to renew your consecration to Mary. And I love this consecration written by St. Maximilian Kolbe. So I'll read it. And if you want to give yourselves entirely to Mary, at the end, just say, Amen. O Immaculata, Queen of heaven and earth, refuge of sinners and our most loving Mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to you. I, a repentant sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to take me with all that I am and have wholly to yourself as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and body, of my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever most pleases you. And if it pleases you, use all that I am and have, without reserve, to accomplish what was said of you, that she will crush the head of Satan, and that you alone have destroyed all the heresies in the whole world. So let me, Immaculate Mother, be a fit instrument in your merciful hands for introducing and increasing your glory to the maximum and all the many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus help to extend as far as possible the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and growth in holiness, since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, I have a million things I'm thinking about with this meditation, but I always like to hear what your thoughts are.
My thoughts today were very simple, because I'm very tired, and beyond praying for the energy to get through the day, I was thinking about trying to form a resolution around this Feast of the Immaculate Conception. I think it'd be good just to think about, as individuals, how each of us could imitate Mary in a new way this year, and each time we consecrate ourselves. Just thinking about it's good to reflect on the attributes of Mary and her perfection and the example she's set, and just wondering how we, in specific, can be more like her this year.
So the first thing we should do is ask her, Mother, you know us. Which virtue would you like me to work on? Which attribute would you like me to work on? And then pay attention, and she will place something on your heart. But we have to just be willing to listen.
What struck you?
That the constant tradition. Well, first of all, what we didn't go over in the meditation is that the fact that Mary is the Immaculate Conception is quite literally rooted in Scripture. So the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, and he doesn't say, Hail Mary. He says, Hail Kekeratomene. He's speaking Greek. And he calls her by a new name, Kekeratomene. And when you break that word down literally, it means that Mary was totally, perfectly, completely filled by God's grace in the most perfect way from the first moment possible in her existence. He calls her by this name that literally means the Immaculate Conception. So this teaching doesn't just flow from tradition, it flows absolutely, literally from Scripture. In fact, it's actually her name.
That's an entirely different way of looking at it, and because of translation. It's not that full of grace doesn't mean that, or it's not full of grace is something he's throwing in there. It's not part of his greeting. It's who he's addressing.
Yeah.
And full of grace, especially, it just depends on how you translate it. the most full of grace.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? That was the meditation you chose not to do this year. I did that last year.
I do like this meditation on her example.
So
our heads were in different places.
So the Immaculate Conception is literally comes from Scripture, and the tradition has always taught it, and we've celebrated it in the liturgy in the East since the 6th century, and then it was transferred to the West. So this is always, but every step of the way, there were prideful cardinals, bishops, theologians who denied it. And they confused people. So in 1854, the Pope, with his official teaching authority, came out and said, no, Mary was immaculately conceived. An infallible teaching, 1854. And then guess who confirmed it? Four years later, Mary.
Was it Fatima?
Mary appeared to Bernadette at Lourdes.
Lourdes.
And Bernadette asked her, what is your name? And at that question, Mary bowed her head and gathered her hands in prayer. And she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. That's her name. And that's the name that Gabriel called her. So at any point in history, when prideful cardinals or theologians begin to teach something that goes against what has always been taught about Our Lady, ignore them and stick close to Our Lady, because she crushes the head of Satan, and she will lead you to Jesus and form you to be like him. That's what I was thinking.
It's a good thought.
Today's a big feast day. Let's all go out and celebrate. I'm going to make a special dessert for today. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.